Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just a Pill this Thursday. I am your host, Winnell. I know each day we will be challenged, confronted, enlightened, and encouraged, but remember the purposes for each day is to build our relationship with God, our obedience, our advocacy for others, learning and studying God's word, and also our prayer life. Again, thank you for joining me today. I just wanted to let you know that this week has been a little bit tough, and I only know it's on Thursday, but I've had some serious, prayer requests regarding concerns and the well-being of others, and it hasn't been easy, but I'm thankful that I recognize and those that are around me and saints across the world, we see all we have to do is ask for comfort from the Most High God and to pray for those that are in need. So I want to get into our show. It's a very good topic on today, everybody. In the description of this particular topic was something that we all can see, something that we can all identify with, and the topic of our show is the evangelism approach. Science, technology, disagreements, natural disasters, pagan worship, and ignorance are running rapidly across all nations, but what does this have to do with our existence? And those are the questions that I've been asking God, and He gave me an answer. But before I get into the topic, I want to just add this. It is so important that we just start to recognize that things are not for ourselves, but we are to help people, and it is necessary because our own personal relationship with God, our obedience, helping others, studying in the Word, and praying for others, as we have highlighted those concepts of the Just a Pill show, it is to help someone else. These things that we are being built in allow us to empower one another and increase the kingdom of God. So just moments ago, I was confronted with just a lot of thoughts about past events that seemed to have me hunkered down. It invited a spirit of frustration. However, although I felt the anxiety, I was so thankful that I can rest in God. Glory. How dare we look for rest in other places? So sometimes I will look for other people to give me rest. I love going to the beach. I love eating food to calm me down. But I'm starting to understand the quicker, hallelujah, I recognize that God is my rest because that's what He says, then all those things will subside. We do have the tools to fight against, of course, those evil spirits, of course, that try to get us distracted. But I'm thankful for the rest that we have. So that is going to be a part of the evangelism approach. Because of these things that are happening all around us, people desire rest. Isn't that amazing how God has created us to work and to labor, and we have toiling due to the sin that was developed by Adam and Eve opening that door, but He gives us the opportunity to rest. Hallelujah. So I'll get into a couple of scriptures about God's rest in a little bit. Last week we talked about what are we going to be doing when Jesus returns, or Yahshua, which is His name in Hebrew, comes back? What are we going to be up to? Will we actively live out the righteousness when He returns, or are we going to put righteousness to the side and say, oh, hold on now, I'm just going to do what I want because Jesus is taking too long? The bottom line of when you put the pause on righteous living is you're going to develop sin after sin after sin. You're just chilling in a sense. You're just like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to put this righteousness life down, and I'm going to hold on to the ways of the world. So we're going to get into that today. So please call in Just a Pill at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794. So recently, the last days has been on my mind. I've been seeking truth on the matter. I'm heading down this rabbit hole to see what God reveals. And along this curious journey, I have so many questions. And when you have questions, ask God first, right? Point blank. So this is what he put on my heart for today is the last days. And he added an element. This can be a part of your evangelism approach, okay? Because everybody can relate to the current events that is happening. And it doesn't necessarily always appear bad. But something as simple as technology, probably everybody in America, if not 80%, has a phone. Social media, you know, we can look online with a phone scroll, right? So that is something that we can use to evangelize to others. So I'm going to describe how. I hope your ears are waiting and tickling for what I have to share. So let's get into Revelations chapter 14, verse 8. Revelations chapter 14, verse 8. And it says, and there followed another angel saying, before I continue on with this scripture, Revelations is the last book of the Bible, but also it talks about the prophecy, the vision that John saw regarding the tribulation that is going to come and Jesus' return. That's just a brief summary. So please do not feel intimidated to read Revelation, because at first I was scared myself, like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to read this. But it's so important that you know, because when we do not have the knowledge from God, we will perish, okay? It does say that in his word. So with that background information, let me continue to read verse 8, Revelation 14. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Verse 9, and third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. I'm going to pause right there, because you have to understand the history when you're looking at verse 8 of Babylon. So let's check out, what is Babylon? Babylon is the world system. Taking the Most High God, the living, almighty God, out of it. That is the world system. And the world system in the Bible, it is called Babylon. When you complete more research, you'll find that Babylon represents strictly the worship of demonic evil spirits and work in demonic activity. When I say demonic activity, it's the power, okay? Just like ancient Egypt, so if you remember, Pharaoh had magicians, sorcerers, and they did use demonic power to do the certain plagues that God had done as well. So keep that in mind. There are two kingdoms here. We have the kingdom of God, which represents light, and that was the very first kingdom until Satan, Lucifer, got this great idea in his mind because he was so prideful and arrogant. I want to be like God. I want to be beautiful like him. I want his glory. With that mindset, God kicked him out of heaven. And now, ever since then, Satan is a copycat of what God does, okay? He is the one who will imitate God. Remember, it does say he will act like an angel of light, very deceitful, very deceiving, but he desires the glory that God has. He desires that worship. And what Babylon has done is, rather than the humans worshiping God alone, the Most High God, they are worshiping Satan. Sometimes people don't even know that they're worshiping Satan, let's just be real, just because he comes so crafty and deceitful, just like Jesus was in the wilderness after he was baptized and the Holy Spirit put him in the wilderness for 40 days. And who came along? Satan, to try to tempt him in so many different things. But recognize that Satan did offer Jesus, which was so stupid to me. But anyway, he offered him like this, the kingdom, when Jesus already knew he had the kingdom. So just be mindful of that. But he offered him a kingdom. So just know, Satan's tactics have not changed. He is offering human beings, as we speak, a part of a kingdom, a part of a prize, whether it's wealth, whether it's popularity. You can look at your celebrities and see that they have made almost a deal with, say, it ain't almost, they have, to be like, oh, yeah, I want to be popular. And there are certain things that they will do as far as rituals, satanic rituals, to have that evil, demonic, dark power to reside in order to receive what Satan has offered as far as a gift. Okay, I know I broke that down. Hallelujah for the Holy Spirit. That's what Babylon is. Okay, so now we're seeing in 14, Revelation 14, verse 8, that is going to fall. So this world system is going to fall. Satan's system is going to fall, okay? Now let's go to 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, verse 10 says, the same shall drink of wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. Okay, the presence of the Lamb here represents Jesus, okay? However, pay attention to the man. That means the woman as well, that's worshiping the beast in his image. That is something I am praying for more clarity, because we have the beast in his image. I'm believing that his image is the Antichrist, okay? And you receive a particular mark. The particular mark is a simple agreement with Babylon, because it does say in Revelation that there will be a time where the saints will not be able to purchase food and things of that nature without this particular mark. This mark is going to be based on what humans believe as their survival. Okay, so that's very deceitful, because they're thinking, oh, let me just get this tattoo, whatever, it's a chip, whatever technology they're going to use but in the future, is going to have that, I'm trying to think of the word, advertisement of, okay, if you have this, you can get this. You can walk in this store and you can receive everything you want without showing your debit card. You know, something like that. So be mindful, those that are receiving this particular mark is straight up going to hell. okay? Straight up going to hell. This is what the last days are going to look like, and that's what they're looking like as of we speak right now, because this Babylon system has gone on since Genesis, okay? You got to look at Nimrod all right now. Please call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794. Why is this important, everyone? Why is this important? Because we have people that are just walking in straight up ignorance. We have people that are a little bit, it ain't a little, I know I keep saying the word distracted, but they are distracted as if they're in this fog that all is going to continue to advance in a good way, but to be completely honest, it is not good. It is just not good, okay? So don't become tricked and deceived that what is happening in these nations, that they appear to be good, but it's not. It is literally ushering in the Babylon system. And the Babylon system is going to confront your heart. What do you believe and what are you agreeing with? And if you're agreeing with Babylon system, it's strictly everything that is satanic, which is sin, that leads to bondage, you are going to be tormented. When you come in agreement with that? That's why it is so critical to know what God is saying, what his word says, and that we are living this righteous life, okay? We have to have the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, as our comforter and also our instructor, as our guide in how to navigate through these last days. Because as it says in the word, Jesus describes these last days like birth pains. Is anybody feeling the birth pains right now? Birth pains, everyone, hurts, and they get more aggressive, more painful when that baby's about to come. Okay, so that's how Jesus is describing these last days. The system of Babylon that is going to increase. It is going to get harder for the saints out there. You will see a fall from people who believed in Jesus. Lord have mercy. We got to pray for them and decide, you know what? No, I'm not going to believe that he's the Lord and Savior. Okay, that's what is going to happen. I didn't say it. The Bible said. So with this complex information, there's just constant questions that I've had almost every day. Like, God, what is going on with these in-depth activities occurring when we are looking outside of mainstream media that will try to keep you in this fog and entertainment? You know, it's not about looking a certain way about this hair, you know, eyelashes. I'm talking to women out here. The boobs, the butts, the implants, you know, how can I achieve this particular career? It is not about that. It is about you advancing. This is where the evangelism comes. You're advancing the kingdom of God. How? At your job, okay? In that doctor's office, where you are in the grocery store. We talked about that last week. Wherever you are in the gym, and this with the Holy Spirit guiding you so you can speak with boldness and courage so that the people or whomever you're talking to will receive it in their hearts, okay? We have to be on the front lines. Although it is tough, it is so tough to be on that front line. However, we are victorious, and we will conquer, because you know why? Jesus, our King, is going to conquer over this system, Babylon. Okay, so let's keep it going. Get back into Revelation 14, hallelujah. It says 11, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. This is very key here, because I had the opportunity to look for scriptures that have rest, and there's just a list of the scriptures that indicate God is our rest. So I'll read Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, which is from the English translation, okay, the ESV translation. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. That's all of us. That is everybody in this earth. And I will give you rest, okay? Take note. I will give you rest. This is Jesus talking. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He's our great teacher, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. He's humble, and you will find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. He's talking about rest now on this earth and rest when we get to heaven. Glory. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay. When you are with the devil, you ain't going to find no rest. Okay? There is no rest in him. We see that it is straight up torment. Don't let him deceive you thinking, oh, you're going to get all this and you're going to feel fulfilled, because he's going to bring havoc in your life. It's immediately. It may not come, well, he's very subtle with it. Let's say like that. He's going to be very subtle, but all of a sudden it just feels like a hurricane. We have a God who said that he would give us what? Rest. And it says that in Revelation 14, verse 11, that those that are following this Babylon system, getting the mark, worshiping the beast in his image, they will have no rest day or night. Okay? I don't know about y'all, but every day, like Jesus said, it's some trouble. You have to fight. You know, I mean, his peace will go beyond our understanding, and we have to hold on to it, and we have to pursue it, as it says in Psalms. But that rest is critical, okay? It is critical to our souls. Hallelujah. And 13 says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, in Jesus, from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest. Talk about it. They may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. You can identify those people that are spiritually tired, okay, in your camp, in your family, at your job, children, those that are in your church. I can discern they're tired, okay? They're searching. And they are craving for God's rest, because that's what he wanted us to do. Please call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794. That rest is critical. And if you want to give a synonym for rest, it's peace. We desire peace. And I'm thankful that he gives us this peace, right? Yes. Babylon doesn't represent peace at all. This world system will not give you peace. So don't put your faith in this government. Don't put your faith in what? Man, because they will always disappoint you. Don't put your faith in voting. You put your faith in Jesus Christ, because that's where the yoke is what? Light. Talk about it. He says that we will rest from our labor. Our labor every day can be a physical one, it can be a mental one, and it's definitely a spiritual one. We are laboring for the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted. So what happened to me this morning, I just had this spirit of selfishness to me just came over me, and I'm just thinking about this, that, and the other, what the world is offering. How can I get this? How can I get that? How can I get some vacation time? How can I get a break? And I really felt convicted, like, girl, you better slow down, because that's not what it's about. That is not what it's about. It has nothing to do with you, Winnell. It has everything to do with God. So change it up. How can I usher in the Holy Spirit where I am? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for prayer. Glory. How can I put on those garments of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. How can I be a place of light and peace where I am, when I know for a fact there are those that are tired? How can I teach, and how can I help train because of what God has taught me? Glory to his precious name. So we recognize those that are in Babylon, that they are going to feel the wrath of God. What is the wrath of God? How do you even get it? It's just disobedience. You are just being disobedient to God, the Father, who is in heaven. Straight up, you will rather be loving sin than trying to deny it and do better and walk in the opposite way, turning from your wicked ways. And that's just disobedience. How do we know about that disobedience? Because God said that's what it is, okay? We see that from Adam and Eve immediately. Obedient in the Lord. Let's talk about it. Garden of Eden. They were chilling, y'all. They was just chilling. Chilling. I don't even know how hard they was chilling, but they was chilling so hard. I know I said it like 5 times. So let's multiply that rest. And God was walking with them. Come on. There was no type of separation until this fool Lucifer, yes, he is a fool, comes on in and deceives homegirl Eve, tells her husband, oh, yeah, let's check this out, when God already said no. And boom, this is where we are. This is where we are. There's a fight that is literally going down, okay? Yes, it is a fight. You got to be on the right side because Babylon's going to fall. God said it's going to fall, and therefore it's going to fall because that's his word. He has no lie in him. But guess what? Lucifer is telling them people, oh, you don't have to worry about that. He's literally making the enemy against God. That's just what it is. Okay. So recognize that Babylon is this world system. So what is this world system? Let's talk about it in, I guess, real time events. Okay, so it's ushering this homosexuality, like these laws, okay? You know, the transgender bathroom. They are putting it in the public curriculum at your schools. Don't get it twisted. Don't be naive because that's what they're doing. When I say they, these are the ones that are under the Babylon system, okay? Just the torment of those that are Christians proclaiming Jesus. Of course, they're being persecuted. We are seeing, like, the natural disasters that are occurring. That's due to judgment, okay? What else are you seeing that is not in your, I guess when I say in your view, but that you're seeing on television, that you're seeing on your phone, and what you are thinking is all right, it's not okay. They are really trying to convince us that Sodom and Gomorrah, look in your notes, again, in the Bible, that it's all good. It is not all good, okay? That, oh, yeah, let's love all and be all. Not in that way. Not in that way. Let's come together under the Babylon system. No, we're not going to be unified believing the policies of Satan, which is based upon pride and arrogance, thinking that you are a God. Yes. Okay, I wanted to leave this here to you. So we were talking about rest. And if you look in Hebrews 3, chapter 8, God says this about the people who are in the wilderness. Harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation. Okay, because they're complaining and grumbling. That's definitely a spirit of step back. And it grieved the Lord tremendously, where, of course, they all die out until this new generation came. And said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Disobedience. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. They did not enter into his rest. Did they? No, they didn't. That generation died off, and guess who came? It was Joshua and Caleb's crew. They entered into the rest, which was the promised land. Did they have to fight for that promised land? Yes, they did. However, they have favor, okay? So just know this. We are in this Babylon system, but it's not for us to just to sit down and just take this warfare that is coming at us as far as Christians. You have to ask the Lord to open your eyes. We have to wake up. get out of this spirit of stupor and recognize the times that we are in, because we have not only have to equip ourselves, we have to equip our children and then their children's children to let them know that Jesus has rest for the soul. Hallelujah. That's why he's coming to tear this down so we can have some rest. And our rest is in heaven. Hallelujah. I already knew that I would not finish this complete evangelism approach topic today, but I want you to be encouraged that you are set where you are to give the word to those that are stuck and are believing in this Babylon system is going to work in their favor. Now, I pray right now that you will have the discernment, and he gives you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God gives you the wisdom, knowledge, understanding on how to approach these things, okay, how to approach these people, how to work in these hostile environments, how to go against the grain, how to be compassionate even when you do not agree with the sin. But remember, we're all humans. We have all fallen short to the glory of God, but we are able to help and pray for one another. So people just have to see that light in you, and I pray right now that you will allow them to see the light. Try not to fight it. I know, y'all, it's real when you're going up to people and just being in a place that feels a little bit uncomfortable, but God is the solution. We want everybody to have the rest of the Lord upon them, and we want to fulfill that assignment that God has given us through the talents that he has given for us to multiply his kingdom. Use your spiritual gifts on today. Hallelujah. Use your boldness that is given from the Holy Spirit. Use the gospel that is put on your feet to tell them that this is real, this is true, and they cannot say they didn't know. They can't say, oh, I was clueless, because you were the messenger. You told them. Hallelujah. Glory. So, Lord, I just want to pray right now. I thank you that you have given us the opportunity to talk about this, and we'll talk about it more in depth with Just Appeal. But I just pray right now, Lord, that you will continue to train us up during this time, that we will not walk in the spirit of fear, but with a sound mind and just courage, and that we will continuously, every day of our life, to seek the rest that you have given unto us, that you have promised for us to have. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, y'all, be blessed. I'll see you soon next.